Well, hey there. This is Deb's the Horoscopes Lady on BBS Radio, and it's July 11th, 2007. And the question I always ask is, do you really know where the planets are? For instance, the sun right now is actually in 25 degrees of Gemini. That's where it is. The moon is in Taurus. Mars is in Aries. Uranus is in Aquarius. Neptune is at the end of Capricorn. Pluto is at the beginning of Sagittarius. Jupiter is in Scorpio. And Saturn is in Cancer, and Venus is in Leo. North nodes, for those of you who are Vedic, are in, North node is in, spit it out, Dillard, it's in Aquarius, and the South node is also in Leo. And if that sounds different than what you're used to hearing, well, stick around, and you'll find out why I say it is the way it is. Saturn is going into Leo this week, and, that's actually kind of exciting. Anytime one of the outer planets changes signs, we always look for big shifts, not only in people's lives, but also in the United States chart, or all countries, actually. So we're going to be covering Saturn and Leo today. So have you, if you've been feeling like, gee, something's about to happen, or I know, you know, whatever burdens that I have are getting ready to change, or I can see a whole lot of responsibility coming up in the next 2 years, we're going to invite you to call in, and that's that number right there on your screen, which is 877-876-5227. And if you give me your birth information, we can certainly look at your birth data and see what's coming up for you. The last time, now Saturn's a, you hear a lot about Saturn. It's a beautiful planet out there. It's the one with the rings, but it's also the planet that gives us responsibility, which can be a very good thing. At other times, it feels like a burden. It's the one that makes us grow up. And so that's why during the so-called Saturn squares, or stations in your life, pardon me, as a society, we grow and change. And this is this has nothing to do with free will, or it's free will, of course, is how you handle it, but it's just the way it is. For instance, at your first Saturn square, everybody has one from the time they were born, okay? From the time they were born, 7 years later, well, seven's that magic number, we go to school in our seventh year. You have to go to school. If you're Catholic, you start your catechism classes, and you can become a, what is it, a brownie scout now. You know, actually, they've got them younger, but that was it. It's like, all of a sudden, you know, you're old enough, you're responsible enough, and certain things are expected out of you. At 14, other things are expected out of you. You're given more responsibility. Oh, I've got a caller coming in. Let me hold on 1 minute, caller. Let me get through the Saturn cycles. At 21, you become legal, and you've got another whole set of responsibilities. And then at 28, the fabled 28 to 30, people tend to look around and say, what have I done the first third of my life? And a lot of times people get married then, or they'll buy a house, or they get a big promotion and get ready for the next phase. Yes, caller, who do we have here?
Hey, hi, I have two names. My surname is, I mean, my main name is Adrian, but everybody calls me Addie.
Oh, I love that, Addie.
Or okay. Miss Attitude, you know.
Yeah. Okay, Addie, do you have a question?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure how your show works. I just found the station, and I'm thrilled, and you're probably one of the first people I'm listening to, and so I thought I would call in. I do have a question, because I'm in a quandary. My sad story is that I have Lyme disease, and I recently moved into a room in my mother's home to help me get healed. So I'm on a healing journey, and it's working, and I'm using natural herbs and things to heal myself. I'm also a realtor, but I've also been a musician my whole life and a creative person, and I'm in between cycles. I don't know what direction to go in, so maybe a good question for me today would be, I really don't want to do real estate right now.
Okay, well, no.
I live in California, and I live in the Silicon Valley right now. It's a very expensive area, and I just really don't feel like I have a competitive edge with my illness.
Okay, well, let me have your birth information.
210-50.
I'm sorry,
except
what?
I'm really like 15 still, so.
Wait. Give me the month, the day, and the year.
Yeah, 210-50.
Oh, 210. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. 210-1950. Mm-hmm. And do you know the time?
About 9:30.
A.M. or P.M.?
A.M., uh-huh, and in Seattle, Washington, in King County.
Okay, Seattle, Washington.
Now, the strange thing about my birth is, and this is might sound gross, is that I should have been born a lot earlier, but the doctor wasn't at the hospital, so they held my mother's legs together.
I know. That is just, don't even get me started on the health care system. Don't even get me started on that. Okay. Now, I'll ask you this. 9:30, do you think it's a little bit before 9:30, a little bit? Well, you said you're a musician, right?
I think I am, or?
No, that you are a musician.
Yeah, well, yeah, a producer musician. I mean, I've been doing it. I went on the road at 16, doubled up my classes in high school. I was on Warner Brothers at 19 with my band, you know, being a professional musical person.
Okay.
And I stayed in Hollywood for quite a while and played, you know, as a session player and did a lot of recording. And, in fact, I mean, I'm still working in my studio and still writing and still very active in that. And my spirit energy right now is directing me really strongly in that direction, you know. Like if I have so much time left, what do I really want to be doing?
Okay, in that case, we're going to leave your birth time right at 9:30. The reason I say that is because of the time that you were born, where you were born, about, you know, 12, 15 minutes later, and people think 9:30, 9:40, what's the difference? A lot of times there is no difference, but that would change your rising sign.
Mm-hmm.
Your rising sign with this way is Pisces rising. Again, I'm a sidereal astrologer, and what that means is I look at the constellations the way the Vedics do. I actually look at the constellations and place the planets there, where tropical astrologers, and I did that for 15 years, tropical astrologers look at the seasons. First day of spring is the first day of Aries, first day of summer is the first day of Cancer, and on and on. And what that means for you is when you were born, the sun was actually not in the constellation of Aquarius. It actually was in 28 Capricorn. And you're thinking, holy mackerel, how did that happen? Because, well, it's something called the precession of the equinoxes, and things start marching backwards in time. And right now, the average tropical astrologer, which is a mathematical construct, essentially, the planets aren't anywhere near. They're 3 weeks away from being where mathematically they look like.
Okay.
Okay, so that's a whole big thing, but I explain that because, like I said, you're a first-time caller,
mm-hmm.
First time hearing the show. Now, the good news I have for you, and such as it is, it is good news, actually, and I like your attitude. It's like, I'm on a healing journey, not, you know, I'm recuperating, not I'm getting, you know, I'm sick and I'm tired of it. I'm on a healing journey. I love that.
Well, I'm doing the IM. I mean, I'm really into that, and you know, my computer screen scrolls across, and it says I am well.
I love it. Yeah.
You know, I'm not accepting the illness, even though it's chronic, and but you know, I'm so much better. I mean, it was really debilitating, and now I'm functioning. So, I know I'm healing. You know. Anyway, but thank you. Go on, please.
No, okay. Well, and that's one of the reasons I'm leaving your birth time where it is. That gives you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things in Capricorn, and that is somebody who can really make things happen. You know, it's like you have an idea and you make it happen. You know, and that's what you just finished saying. It's like, yes, and I went off on the road and I did all these things and I was in the recording studio. I mean, there was no namby-pamby about it. It's like,
mm-hmm.
Okay, this is going to happen.
Right.
Now, what is going to be happening for you in the future, and literally by the end of this week, the transiting Saturn that's moving out there now is going to go into what's called your sixth house. And it's going to be there for the next 2 years. You're going to have what's called your Saturn return.
Mm.
And everyone's like, ooh, what does that mean? Well, that when you're younger, it means one set of things. When you're 28, when you're closing in on 60, you know, your last part of the 50s, you know, and you're
right.
Closing in on 60, what it means now is, okay, this is what I did for the first two-thirds of my life. What am I going to do for the next third? I got 30
exactly.
more good years in me. What do I want to do with it? What you'll find happening after this Friday, as Saturn starts, you know, tap dancing its way across its sixth house, you know, you'll certainly be looking at your health, but it's going to be a matter of, you'll be completely cured in 2 years' time. There won't be any residue, anything. And it's because you're focused on getting well. You're not focusing on recuperating or being sick. You're focusing on the wellness. I could very, and literally after those 2 years, you're going, man, it's like everything changes for you then. In some ways, this is a blessing for you, and I know you already know that, you know, because you're spending time with your mom.
Right.
You know, you're being there, and you're getting to look around. What, you're going back to, I would love to see you go back towards the music field or somewhere in the entertainment industry. And if you plug away at it, and, you know, like, okay, because everything that no doubt has changed, you know, everything's digital to begin with.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you spend 2 years, and say this to yourself, you know, okay, I'm going to spend 2 years learning this, 2 years getting this down. The following 2.5 years after that, it'll be like a domino effect. And things will just start happening so fast, it's almost like, whoa, you know, how did that happen? And you'll have all these new people come into your life and all these things happening. I think one of the, I mean, I love The Secret. I understand the law of attraction. Personally, I attend a church called, it's Unity of Fairfax, but it's Unity, not Unitarian. And one of our first credos is the law of mind action, which is the same thing as the law of attraction. You know, what you think about plus your feelings, you know, brings things about.
Well, and I'm a big follower of that since for many, many, many years. But you know, change your thinking, change your life is the way as I always put it, real simply.
Okay, I like that. But people forget the time factor, and you know, yes, things can happen, you know, instantly. But for the most, and I'm a gardener, you know, so I know if I plant a seed, that seed's got a certain germination period.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly. So you understand that. So you know, 2 years isn't going to sound that long for you as far as getting, you know, relearning your business. And it's not that you won't be doing anything in it, but that's the 2 years of essentially like the first 2 years of the next 30 years of your life, learning your craft again, how it fits in, what exactly you want to do with it. I mean, you're a brilliant producer. You absolutely have this incredible knack for it. So, you know, somewhere going in that direction would be great.
Mm.
And like I said, and then the 2 years after that, things start happening very, very fast.
So that would put me, like, it's 07 now, so 8, 9, so basically, like, right around my right before, like, then my 59th birthday, then somewhere in there.
Somewhere in there. I was thinking right, actually, you'll probably, because if your birthday's right then, you're going to be seeing it happen right after that. Let me look up one more thing.
Okay, great.
Because I do like being accurate. And that's actually one reason a lot of people will ask, gee, why did you go from tropical to sidereal? It's so much easier. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm not as accurate. And I like being accurate.
So you follow a different book, is that what you're saying, basically?
Well, it's a different reference point, frame of reference.
Okay, that makes sense.
And that's it. And all the Vedic astrologers, we all use, and sidereal astrologers, use the same constellation. We use the same frame of reference.
Mm-hmm.
So do the astronomer. So does NASA, actually. Let me go one more page here. I'm looking to see, and I should have this off the top of my head, but sometimes. Okay, 2009, I'm looking. Yeah, September 2009, things start happening fairly quickly. And, I mean, it'll just be, all of a sudden there'll be this complete shift, and all of a sudden there'll be new people in your life. You'll also find yourself getting rid of people. You know, they'll just fall by the wayside. That it's like, okay, I don't do that anymore. Nothing wrong with those people, but, I'm spending all my time doing this now. So that's what you're going to be doing.
Okay,
as
great.
Far as in the next 3 weeks, pardon me, with Mars in your second house, it is about money. It's about how you support yourself. It's about how you support your identity. So this is a great time to be thinking about that. The 6 weeks after that, it's all about your neighborhood and your peers. So it's like that's when you start looking up people that maybe you used to be involved with, or people that you know, can help you get started in this new set of things that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because of something called Mars retrograding, Mars usually spends about 6 weeks in a sign.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to spend 6 months in Gemini this year, which is going to be your fourth house. It'll start in September of this year and go all the way through March of next year. And it's all about where you make your home.
Really?
And what makes you feel at home.
Interesting.
So you may very well be, you know, starting, certainly starting the beginnings of a brand new career, which is sounds like it's going to be your old career, but for the 21st century.
Reinvented.
Reinvented, that's it. And working, you know, from an office from home.
I'm doing that now.
Okay, and then and doing that, that's...
See, what I'm doing is I'm doing affiliate marketing. I'm writing several e-books of, you know, my life experience, all the different things I've done. And I have met somebody new in the East Coast that's helping me to set up and finish, like, the lessons and the learning in the web design that I do and offering my e-books. And one of my fortes is marketing online. So I've just kind of fallen into, and I have found several sites now where I can market my music. I can take all the old stuff, create, you know, CDs, and start offering up like a chronological history of my career. So I'm wondering, is that something that, you know, like, of course, I don't want to wait 2 years to do any of that.
No, it's not a matter of wasting 2 years. It's literally figuring out, you know, and for the next 2 years, which avenue you want to take.
I gotcha.
And I would tell you, you won't really know until you at least go halfway down that alley
mm-hmm.
and take a look around.
You
know, it's like, okay, do I want to be over here? Maybe I want to sit
right
over there. I don't know.
Okay, so if I'm going to go in a direction, don't sit on the fence and just go. Just,
you can't, because if you sit on the fence,
mm-hmm.
someone will come out and knock you off in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And whichever side of the pasture you fall on, it'll be the side you get knocked off on. It's somebody else making the decision, essentially.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen.
Yeah, that's never any fun. You know, it's like, you know, I'd rather, well, you learn more about making mistakes, you know, going out and doing something, than you do by doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
So,
okay, well, terrific.
Yeah, I would keep for the next 3 weeks in particular, if you haven't already done it, and I see how organized you are, when you set out, you're very methodical about setting out, okay, this is my business, this is what I'm doing, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Over the next 3 weeks, figure out how much, not just time, but money's got to go into a certain area as best that you can to get back from it. Because that's the only thing I wouldn't want to see you do is spend a lot of money in one direction and say, you know what, that's really not for me.
Exactly. And I already did that this year. I put money into real estate and decided I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And I put a lot into it.
Yeah. Well, I don't mind, you know, if you got to put in a little, that's fine. But that's much better than putting in a whole lot and deciding, well, I don't like that one. You know.
Exactly.
So, well, Addie, thank you so much for calling in.
Well, thank you. It's been a real pleasure.
If you're interested in sidereal astrology, you can either go to mybirthchart.com. And all the there's free articles up there about, you know, why the two zodiacs and all the rest of that.
Okay.
And then there's also searchbythestars.com, which is the website that goes with my book that you can put in anyone's birth information and get back readings based on, you know, what kind of gifts this person would like. And again, it's based on sidereal astrology, so you kind of get a feel for, gee, why did she switch over?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. And I'm going to listen to the rest of your show. I hope somebody else calls in, too.
Well, it's okay. It's summer. It's early in the morning. And, you know, if necessary, it's I love having callers. And if I don't, believe me, I can talk to a fence post.
Okay.
Thanks.
Well, thank you so much.
All right. Bye now. Okay. So Saturn is going into Leo. And what happened with the United States the last time that happened? Because it... Oh, let me get back to this other image. That was lovely talking to that lady. Okay, Saturn is going into Leo. Now, Saturn takes 30 years to go around. So like I said, there's these stations in people's lives. You've got to go to school. First grade, you got to go. Now you got to go kindergarten. But you have to be in, okay? At 14, you know, you're becoming a teenager. You go to high school. There are certain things expected of you. At 21, you vote. You can buy alcohol, and you can do all these other things, but you have all these expectations. People expect you to do things, and it's 28 to 30, same thing. People expect, okay, and people will hear it. Well, you're not a kid anymore. You know, can't use that excuse. You know, and a lot of people really come into their own. Our forefathers, the ones who wrote the Constitution, they were young. They were very young, and you know, they were making the best of their Saturn. On the other hand, Saturn are those points where you just might not make it. People, you know, used to certainly pass away far more earlier than they used to, and like the lady I just talked to, 60 was about it. No one expected to get past, you know, their 50s or 60s. Now, at 60, we're looking around, and I'm not that far from it myself, we're looking around and we're saying, gee, you know, what am I going to do for the next 30 years? Maybe in 40 years, but what am I going to do for the next 30 years of my life? The last time Saturn went into Leo in the United States chart was between, let's start back with the time before that. It was between, now, Saturn's been a sign for about 2.5 years, usually 2 years solid and a half a year on either side, going back and forth, back and forth. From September 25th, 1948 to September 19th, 1950. Now, what that meant for the United States, well, actually, a couple of really good things happened, or interesting things happened. Where was it? In 1948, oh, this was one of my very favorites, the first LP was produced. Now, for those of you too young to remember what that was, those were records. They were the first LPs were produced in the United States, you know, to listen to music, and, you know, phonographs, you know, became even more popular. We had phonographs before that, but they weren't the LPs. They weren't the vinyls. Truman actually was in office for the second time. National network television was introduced in the United States in 1949. Pan Am introduced the first scheduled transatlantic passenger flight. Flying time, 12 hours, which was great, you know, absolutely great. Rhythm and blues, that was first coined in the United States also in 1949. Now, we got into 1950, and the United States entered the Korean War, which went through 1953. And then the U.S. also got involved in the support of French forces in Indochina, which we term now Vietnam. And also the other thing that was not so great about that time in 1950 was when McCarthy got started with his trials. So, you know, of course other things were happening with the outer planets, but that's pretty much signals Saturn going into the 12th house, which for the United States, that's one reason I go for a Virgo rising chart, Leo being our 12th house, because you'll have all these great innovations that are going to change the world, change the United States, but also the whole world in ways that we had not thought of. I mean, wow, the first LP, you know, it was pretty cool. Teenagers were going down and getting those 45s, you know, and playing that one song on one side, one song on the other side, dancing to things and whatnot. Flight, you know, being able to go to the transatlantic instead of taking a boat, getting there really fast, 12 hours instead of taking days to do it. And rhythm and blues, you know, getting started. That's exciting stuff, and it's fun stuff. But then you have all this, I hate even saying covert stuff, but stuff that was happening behind the scenes that really affected the United States for a very, very long time and in lots of ways. And, again, the Korean War and our first involvement with Vietnam. One of the good things to come out also at that time was a doctor came up with, and this is very strong health indications, and I'll get into that in a minute, kind of revolutionized health care in that I think the first, they had blood transfusions, but it was kind of, that was haphazard, you know, my arm into your arm, essentially. So the gentleman came up with a way to, you know, to make the Red Cross's job, what you think of them now, is, you know, blood donors, be able to donate blood, type out blood, make it safe, and then being able to transfer it to get it into another human being to do transfusions. And it's an incredible leap in medical technology, which has saved, you know, probably millions of lives since then. with Saturn going into that 12th house, I know we're going to be, you know, healthcare. I've been saying this all along that the United States, you know, healthcare is really, really, really going to take the forefront. And often that does come on the heels of a war. New advances are made in fixing people who've lost limbs or, you know, their eye or pieces of their body, and it's like, this is how we patch them together. Now let's make it so if somebody, you know, doesn't have this trauma, we can fix it. So, yes, there is always that silver lining there. From September 6, 1977 to November 3, 1979, Saturn was also in Leo, and it was transiting our 12th house again. And in 77, okay, we got Jimmy Carter as president. Science fiction, that's when the release of the movie Star Wars came out. So science fiction got really high tech. So again, you know, we had the LPs being made in the United States, invented, you know, to be the way that they are. And now, and from music, we moved to movies, you know, and you go back and look at the old Star Wars now and you think, oh man, you know, it's nothing compared to, you know, the brand new Harry Potter movie that just got released before its time. And yes, I do remember seeing that, you know, opening night, big screen. I was like, you couldn't believe it. It was so fantastic. And that led the way for everything else after that. Apple Computer Company was founded in California in 1977, which, you know, for Apple users everywhere, it was a brilliant machine. You know, I'm not being paid by Apple. I just love them, though. So in 1978, the first global positioning system, the GPS system, started by the Department of Defense way back in 1978. And also, the Illinois Bell Company introduced the world's first cellular phone system way back in 1978. Space Invaders launches a craze for computer games. You know, all these wonderful technical things that were happening that changed our world in ways that could not even been imagined back then, or changed the industries that they were in, could not even be imagined that way. What else was exciting about that? Oh, there you go. So the next year, I say that because in the second half, when Saturn, that following year, Saturn is closer to our first house then. It's in the bottom half of the 12th house. In 1979, The Civil War in Nicaragua starts, and the U.S. backed the Contras. We all know what happens with that. We did start relations between China and the U.S. again. Those were formally resumed. That was good. But then we had the accident at Three Mile Island, Pennsylvania, the nuclear accident. That was kind of the biggies for that year. So, again, you know, things that were happening. People had been, you know, concerned about the nuclear industry before then, because it was showing up in waste things and what if. And I'm not anti-nuclear, you know, so if you're thinking I'm jumping on a bandwagon, saying, you know, we can't have this, you know, I kind of come from the background of it's all good, you know, we just have to figure out how to use it. So, you know, what's the best use of this? What's the best safety measures? And they were obviously not the same safety measures that should have been taken. And so we had that accident, and we had all the fallout from then, and we learned a lot of stuff, which was not so good. So what do I think is going to be happening over the next 2 years as Saturn transits the United States first house? And again, I use a Virgo rising chart, and I use what's called whole signs, which means each constellation is a fills up one house of a chart. What the houses are, for those who don't know, it's the pieces of your life, you know, the pieces that say how you look, how you relate to your home, how do you relate with other relationships, and what you do in your career. And there's 12 divisions of that. And for a United States, for a government, it's, you know, what's going on with the people and the national policy, and are we well fed, are we well housed? Oh, that's actually very good news for the housing industry. As Saturn leaves Cancer, the housing slump we've had over the last 2 years will be let go. We won't have it. In 6 months, you'll see things going back up. And I know Addie just called, and she said she's tired of real estate. But, you know, and that's fine, because I think she's supposed to be going in another direction. but the real estate market will start climbing, and you'll see it, you know, trickle-down effect. You'll see it in about 6 months. Things in traditionally, when things are supposed to be slow for the real estate, it's like, oh, it's pretty good here. That's pretty good. But anyway, over the next 2 years, I think the politicians, the smart ones, will be talking about, again, health care with Saturn in that 12th house. And we'll also be looking at, I would love to see someone actually look at what goes on behind the scenes, what policies are being made behind the scenes that will have these long-reaching effects that, you know, it's almost kind of hard to fathom. And part of that is because they're not well thought out. It's like, okay, we're going to go do this now. You know, we're going to help out the French over into Indonesia. We're just going to help out the French. And how many years were we there? You know, 2 decades or something? You know, it's just ridiculous. We don't put time limits on ourselves, and that's what Saturn's all about. So that does need to happen. Now, if you personally were born, and these dates, these are sidereal dates, so they're different than what you're used to hearing. If you were born on what is a true cusp, the days right before, 2 days before, 2 days at the end, you might be another sign. Your sun might have been in another sign. And that's because of things such as the international dateline and leap year. And I know that sounds like a lot of work to get it right, but isn't it so much better when you get it right? You know, no matter what you're doing. You know, I don't care if it's simple as, you know, sweeping or vacuuming or, you know, making a bed or, you know, driving to work. When you get it right, you know, it's just so much better. And then, of course, all those big things. So anyway, anyone born between July 16th and August 16th, or thereabouts with those end dates, you have your sun sidereally in Cancer. And I don't have to know anything else about you but to know the last 2 years have been really, really tough. A lot of responsibilities, and responsibility is the way to look at it. Burden is what it becomes when you don't want that responsibility. And, you know, it drags on, and it is tough, and it's a lot of weight on your shoulders. On the other hand, what you may have done with that responsibility is get yourself a promotion. Get yourself in a position of not only respect, but influence, so you can make a difference in people's lives. A lot of people do a lot of positive things with this. It's wonderful, but it's tough. If you are a sidereal Capricorn, the sun was in Capricorn when you were born, and Seth, this means you, honey, because you emailed me back and said, gee, I thought I was a happy-go-lucky Aquarius, you know. If you were born between January 14th and February 12th, and again, January 13th, 14th, 15th, February 11th, 12th, and 13th, depending on which side of the international dateline you were born, and leap year, could change. But if you have a sun, and if your sun was in Capricorn, sidereal Capricorn, which goes from about January 14th to February 12th, man, the last 2 years have all been about the restrictions placed on your life, sort of like the brakes being put on your life, so you can figure out what you want to do with it. You can absolutely figure out. It's like, okay, I want to go in this direction, but I have to learn these things to do it. Or, yeah, I want to buy this house, but I have got to have the money to buy this house. I want to marry this person, but, okay, that means we've got to find a house. We have to bring in so much money. What are we going to do about the nights I want to watch one show on TV and the other she wants to watch something else? It can also be, depending on your age, the culmination of the last 14 years. Okay, I've been in this industry for 14 years. I've been interested in something for 14 years. Or I just got out of, you know, my second year of college or something, or my fourth year of college, and I want to go do this. You know, that's it. So, again, it's responsibility, but it's more about the limits because of responsibility. Yes, we have a caller. May I help you?
Yes, hi. My name is Joe.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Okay. Is there any way I could get a reading?
You sure can, darling. What's your birth date?
August 29, 1968.
1968, okay. Time of birth?
I don't know the time. I don't recollect my time.
Though. That's okay. Do you have ballpark, morning, afternoon?
Don't really know. I don't want to really guess.
Okay, well, I understand that, too. Okay, well, where were you born?
Country. I was born, actually, in Italy.
That's fine. Where in Italy?
Southern Italy, Reggio.
understand. What's your question?
I'd just like to know, like, what's coming up for me. Any changes that I may not know of, that whether career.
Okay. Let me look at this. Okay. All right. First of all, when you were born, the sun was in 12 degrees of Leo. That's where it was. It was not yet in Virgo, and you think, gee, well, I feel like such a Virgo. And that I would tell you that's because your Mercury, your Venus, and your Uranus, though, is in Virgo. So, yes, you think like a Virgo. You always want to improve things. You know, Venus is like a Virgo. You know, you want things to be just right. What you attract to you, when it's like, is it a good time? Yeah, okay, everything's just right. I always liked about Venus and Virgos, if you go to dinner at their house, it's all ready at once. It's great. You know, you have your, when you walk through the door, the appetizers are there, and then when time for dinner to be ready, it's the table set, everything is ready, and the food comes out, it's great. So
organized.
Yes, it's wonderful. And I don't mind if someone invites you to your house, you just say thank you and go. But some people, it's like you're helping them bring stuff out, and the bread's still in the oven when everybody's
right.
Sitting down eating. Not a Venus in Virgo. It's great. But your sun was in Leo, and so was Jupiter, so was Pluto. And that's a very different energy. All right, now we don't know the time of your birth. So for the next 2 years, though, I can tell you that's what I was just talking about. Since you are a sidereal Leo, Saturn's going to be going into Leo. So not knowing anything else, you should be positioned career-wise to, it's almost, you
know,
make a commitment and take a lot of responsibility. So are you working for a company right now?
No, I was thinking about changing a career or something different, which I guess from what you're telling me, it's not a good idea.
Well, because I don't know the time of your birth. I don't know if you change careers, 68, you're still kind of young. If you change careers, I would tell you, if you've got money in the bank, that as you change careers and build your, you know, the level back up so you're making just as much money,
right.
Now's the time to do it because then in the next 7 years, you'll be at a position to look back and say, okay, I can make it doing this, and it's going to, you know, be something that makes me happy as well as, you know, put some money into the bank, which is good.
Hmm.
You've got, you know, your next 4 years, you've got a lot of stuff going on that requires commitment. So if you do change careers, you just know going into it, it's not going to be as, I don't want to say as easy, because that sounds almost naive. It's not going to be exactly what you think it is, but it'll be great if you're fully committed to doing it, fully focused on it. Do you have any idea what
I have a question.
Sure.
That I guess most people don't really ask. I guess when you take in readings for people, I think that what's going on in the world must be at least you have to take that into
account.
You know, account that 50% of what I guess people's reading is going to be a little bit different according to what's going around and surroundings. Wouldn't that?
Well, okay. What I do, and this is, no, that's an excellent question. Actually, that's an excellent question.
Okay, yeah, I could be doing this, but all of a sudden, you know, certain things change
right.
Because of so and so. So I have to change what I'm doing. So
right, you know, if you were living in Michigan when GM laid off all those people,
yeah,
that's what you got caught up in.
Things that I guess going to change, not for the good, for the bad, probably most likely in this country. I guess you have to kind of go with it. So that's why I'm debating right now as far as what career, or what to get involved with, because so many companies are either downsizing or changing or
Let me ask you, because I really want to see where Saturn is. I know you don't know what time you were born. Can you tell me, generally, are you more of an extrovert or an introvert? And when I say extrovert, I mean in the classic sense that you're jazzed up when you're around people. It gives you energy, as opposed to an introvert who can be extremely social. It's like, okay, I've talked to people all day. I need to quiet down right now. I need my time alone.
I'm pretty much a self-motivator.
Okay, so that self-motivator. Okay. I'm not splitting hairs with words here.
Yeah, I don't have to get surrounded by, like, certain people need to go to the gym to work out. I could work at home, so I don't have
okay,
to be self-motivated.
Okay, so that is a classic. That's, yeah, self-motivated is good. I like that expression. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what rising sign I'm going to give you, and, you know, that'll be good. what... If you do a job right now where you are kind of the power behind the scenes, you know, you have a lot of influence behind the scenes, and that's a good, comfortable place to be for you. People know who you are. They know who to go to when they need to get something done.
Yeah.
If you switch to a job where you don't have that kind of influence, and know that you will not have that kind of influence for another 7 years, I would tell you to switch careers.
Hmm.
But what I hate to see you is switching a career, and I don't know what you do or how, you know, it's just, I think it almost sounds like you got the 7 year itch as much as anything else.
Yeah.
If you switch careers, not just a job, but switch the entire career, and you get out there and it's like, okay, I got to relearn everything, and that's not what you're prepared to do, then for heaven's sake, stay put. Stay where you are. Get your resume up and going and, you know, do what you got to do eventually. But I think, like I said, in the next 5 years in your particular chart, and for anybody born August 29th, 1968, I don't care where in the world you were born, you all are going to have a great deal of responsibility. And some things you're going to have to cut back on. Other things you're going to have to just focus on and say, all right, I am going to, some people, what they're going to do is they're going to take their money out of their paychecks and really sock it away in IRAs. So they're not going to have a lot of money to live on, but they're building, you know, for the future.
I already did that as far as watching my money. I already did that because I know things are going to get a lot more tougher. As far as relocating, what do you think as far as relocating? You don't think that's a good idea, or you think it's...
Well, again, without having a birth time, I know there's a lot of astrologers will just say, okay, I'm just going to go ahead and ballpark this and just, you know, give you whatever.
Right.
Because, you know, your birth on the day you were born, somebody born 12 hours later on the same day is going to be having different experiences.
I see.
Yeah, and that's why I do that. I can certainly tell, like all astrologers... Like right now, I can tell, and for the last 2 years, even though they've put the limits on you for doing some things, I can tell you right now, your boss and the people above you absolutely adore you. I mean, I don't care what they say to you. If you think it's a good idea, they let you implement it.
Yeah, from my prior workers, they kind of, because they like my work attitude.
Yeah, they like a lot of things about you. Like I said, part of me just feels at this point in your life you have, you know, essentially the 7 year itch. It's like, yeah, I'm just kind of tired of this. I want to go do something else. And part of it is what's going on in the world. You know, people do just feel kind of antsy. But I can tell you the world will continue. I mean, it absolutely will continue. It's not going to come crashing down around us.
That was my next question as far as economy. I think most people see the economy kind of... I don't know if crashing or pretty much, you know, going really bad. A lot of people don't really want to talk about it because it kind of gets people scared, but, you know.
I am happy
to talk
about it.
I like honesty before that.
No, I am happy to talk about it. I have no problem with talking about the U.S. economy. I said before on, you know, my website, I do a weekly, pre-weekly horoscope, and I give little political things on the top of it and everything. Okay. And I know, and we've been forced to do it, you know, looking at alternative fuels and whatnot, and really looking at the United States, you know, our home base, because we get so much stuff from out of the country. Food's gotten horribly expensive, of course, and we'll continue doing that. Literally starting at the end of this week, we are going to be spending more time looking at health care, looking at what the structure behind the scenes and how that happens. The economy will actually pick up in the housing market and at homes, and for a decentralized society, it's like, okay, you know, the huge agribusinesses and the rest of that, people are going to be buying. This will start in November of 2007 and go out for like 13 months after that through like January 2009.
Really? You think people are going to buy more homes?
I absolutely think they're going to buy more homes. And I also think they're going to be buying for more local businesses. You know, like for years and years and years, we've had the mom and pop go out of business. And I mean, I still see it around me. I'm not, you know, I'm not an ostrich with my head stuck in the sand. I still see it happening.
Yeah.
But starting in November, you're going to have more and more local businesses. It's like they're not part of huge chains. They're not part of huge franchises. They just want to have their own little store. And, yeah, they have to charge a little bit more, but guess what? You don't have to drive. They don't have to make up for the trucking differences and whatnot. You don't have to drive in your car and go, you know, forever to get the stuff. They're going to want to shop more in their communities, people walking, literally walking to where they want to shop, where they want to eat. And I see more of a society reflecting as to what Thomas Jefferson had in mind. You know, every single town has a baker, butcher, you know, candlestick maker, that kind of thing.
So I'm
kind of optimistic. It is my nature to be optimistic, I will tell you that. And I will tell you, like the things I was reading before, I think the United States will make considerable blunders, not this year in particular, but the following year, particularly in foreign policy. But it's not the end of the world. And here at home, I think it's there'll be some shift right at Thanksgiving where people will say, you know what, I actually like being here, and I'm going to make it a better place. And we'll start with our communities, what's around us.
What about as far as government? I mean, that's when people trust the government.
Well, they trust the government. Well, it depends, you know, can you trust them as far as you throw them? My own opinion is I think people that go into the government usually go in with the best of intentions. And I think it's like this huge spider web, and once they start crossing the lines to try to get to the middle, they get wrapped up in the web.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. I mean, not too many people can foretell the future. You have an idea, you know, nothing's set. So from what I'm seeing, you know, I mean, yeah, people try, and it seems like people keep getting, you know, backed up in a corner, and it's getting worse.
If you look somewhere else, because I understand why you're saying that. I understand why that's in the news, and I understand why people complain about it, because it's tough. They feel squeezed. I can also tell you the reason you've been going through that particular feeling.
Yeah, because I know what's going on. You know, there's certain people that have their head in the sand. They still don't see the whole picture, but I know what's going on, and you know, I get my sources all different. You know, from all different people, and you know, I know what you know this government's doing. They're manipulating pretty much the economy and everything else, and it seems like the people can only take so much until they say, you know, enough is enough. You know. Either we're going to outvote, you know, try to get these people out, or it might be by force.
Well,
I would like option A, but, you know.
I don't think we'll do it by force, because it's not in our nature to. It really isn't. Mm-hmm. As long as most people can sit down and watch American Idol for 6 months of the year.
Well,
you know,
those are the people that have to head in the sand.
Well, the distractions. It's distractions.
You know?
Let me tell you something else, though, which I find fascinating. We're talking about career changes.
Right.
I'm thinking in 2 years from now, you're definitely going to be making some big changes. Matter of fact, they might start as early as next spring.
Mm-hmm.
I would like you to hold on to where you are right now, at least, you know, through the end of the year. And,
yeah.
You know, you can look around, you can do your homework, you can do whatever.
Yeah.
But I think what you're doing right now is actually good for the rest of us. So I'd kind of like to see you stay there.
What do you mean by that? I'm not a nut, so don't worry about that.
No. I don't think you're a nut. No. It's like, I think you contribute to your community. And I don't care what it is you're selling, what it is you're writing.
I try
writing.
To help people as far as mentally. You know, I try to, you know, certain people always talk about certain things, and I try to help them.
Yeah, no. You're a good guy. You know, I'm looking at a chart here. This is a good guy who is respected by his peers and actually contributes something to his work.
Right.
And like I said, I don't care what people do. You know, they can make Dixie cups for all I care. But if you make the people around you feel good every day and you're productive, that actually helps the whole world out. You know, because all those people, you know, they're better mentally because of it. Okay.
Right.
As of next spring, you will probably, if you don't get moved to a new office or something like that, your career probably will change. I can see you easily falling in love with a whole new place, person, thing, hobby, and all of a sudden it'll come out of the blue. But you're not going to know about it until after the first of the year. Maybe after Thanksgiving, but certainly of the first of the year.
Something different, yeah.
And that's good. And I think, like I said, what you're feeling right now is you feel something's going to be happening. Something's going to be changing. And without your birth time, I can't do that. Now, tell you what, if you find your birth time, you can do a couple things. One, you can call me back on the show. I'm on every Wednesday morning. You can go to searchbythestars.com, put in your birth information there, and get a free horoscope back, sidereal horoscope, so you have it. And the fact you're born in Italy doesn't matter. I mean, certainly do things for all over the world. If or you can email me, at and you'll see the email address. You don't have to write it down right now on my BBC site. It's DeborahDillard@mybirthchart.com.
Okay.
Because every month I just answer a bunch of emails that come in. So you can do that. But I know things are going to be changing for you, and I know that's part of it is what you're feeling. It's like, man, you know, where is everything in?
It seems like I have, like, something. I'm here for a bigger cause, and it seems like, you know, I've got readings for other people and other things, and it seems like I'm not just your ordinary person. I don't know. That this is what I feel, that I'm here for something a lot more bigger. That this is what I'm getting. I don't know. Certain psychics or certain people can read that. I just don't see myself as a regular 9-to-5 type of person. This is what I'm getting. I don't know.
Okay, and that is, like I said, and it's no. And I understand exactly why you're saying that.
You know,
at the age when you turn 40, and you're thinking, oh my God, I'll be so old in 2 years or whatever, in 1 year. When you turn 40, 42. That's when you're going to see a lot of this starting to come into place. It's like, oh, this is what I'm being guided to do. This is where I'm going to do. And it may actually be you keep your 9-to-5, but you are contributing in some other way. I said big stuff is happening for you next spring. I mean, it's like it'll be all of a sudden very clear to you. And it's sort of like, you know how, well, my dog gets it right now because we've got a storm blowing in, and he's kind of prancing back and forth. So I know there's a storm coming even without looking out the windows. If I do look out the windows, I may not see a storm's coming, but he can tell there's one coming.
Yeah,
and that's it.
Yeah.
You're feeling something is about to happen.
Yeah.
But you're going to have a little while to do it.
Okay.
All right, sir. Well,
okay,
thank
you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay, bye now.
Okay, take care.
Okay, so back to people born at different times they're born. Again, if you were born between July 16th and August 16th, your son is in Cancer, and you're going to be feeling so much better after this Friday. If you were born between August 16th and September 16th, your son was in Leo, and you're going to have lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of responsibility on your shoulders. From February 12th to March 14th, the son would be in Aquarius, and saying before, for Seth, the son was between, when he was born between January 14th and February 12th, he has had 2 years of, you know, kind of, okay, what do I got to do? It's 14-year accumulation of what I said I wanted to do. Now I've got to make it happen. So, but if you're born with the son in Aquarius from February 12th to March 14th, you know, things are going to be kind of limiting in some ways, and you're going to have to prove what you said you wanted to do or what you said you were good at. And that's not so bad, but you got to prove it. You know, just essentially the same experience you had when you were 14. Now, it doesn't mean you have to join a clique or, you know, get into have a chip on your shoulder or do anything like that. But it does mean you're going to have to do what you said you could do or that you wanted to do. You wanted the opportunity for something. So now you're going to have to go out and do that. If you were born, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 6, 9, yeah, okay. So if you were born between May 14th and June 14th and your son is sidereally in Taurus for the next 2 years, sidereal transiting Saturn in Leo is going to be squaring your son. And again, there's all kinds of pressures with that. And same thing for the folks born with their sidereal sun in Scorpio from November 16th to December 15th. No, not those happy-go-lucky Sagittarians, which Sidereal Scorpio is November 16th to December 15th. If you were born during that time period, Saturn is squaring your Sun on either side. And there is an incredible amount of pressure, but it can be fun. Now, it doesn't feel like fun if you don't feel like you're accomplishing anything. But it will feel like fun if you make yourself a checklist or a task list. And it's like, okay, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing this. And you watch how many things you actually accomplish in the next 2 years. It's almost time to go now. But I wanted to say, you know, particularly if you were born in those fixed sun signs or those fixed constellations, which is Leo, Aquarius, Taurus, and Scorpio, as Saturn moves into Leo, and again, this is all sidereal, so the dates are a little bit different. You can go check my website to find them out. All the pressures, you know, this is what makes you great. This is the pressure in life is what makes you great. It's not the easy stuff. It's standing up and saying, yeah, I'm going to go do this. And it could be as simple as working two jobs when it feels like it's tough, or going to school and having a nighttime job, or taking on more responsibility. And these are the things that you can be proud of in your life when you get them accomplished. So, at any rate, I've got free weekly horoscopes on my birthchart.com. You can check that. They're updated every Friday. If you want to find the perfect gift for anyone, go to searchbythestars.com, put in their birth date, or you can buy the book, which soon will be available on the BBS Bazaar, Gift Giving by the Stars. And I'm also available in Gift Giving by the Stars and California libraries across the state, Fairfax County, Virginia libraries, and starting to be, I think, New Mexico will be carrying me as of next month. Well, thanks so much for listening to Deb's the Horoscopes Lady, and I'll talk to you all next week. Bye now.